Hello, welcome to Live Sculpting. I am a licensed professional counselor and clinical trauma clinician. What you are about to hear is my professional opinion. Throughout the podcast, there are seeds of my personal experience, but it is guided through the lens of psychotherapy. I hope that you are open to new ideas to build emotional intelligence and self-actualization. There is always room for growth and empowerment. Enjoy. Love is connected by and, not or. From birth on, we experience love. We see it manifest between others, and we learn that it can flow from us to the outer world. This seems obvious, but what isn't obvious is how love works and its source. As we grow, there are times that love isn't given to us, where love is neglected and passed on to others within the family. This is the beginning of the building blocks of the negative connection of love. Visualize a parent holding a bag of candy. They are handing it out to the children. The parent gets to decide who gets the candy and how much they give and how much they have in the bag. We can make the connection early on that there is a limit to the love and a preferential component of it. As children, we can and do associate this with love. Although this is an illusion concerning love. Love is connected by the word and, not or. If we believe the concept of love has a limited supply, and love is going elsewhere and not to you, then there won't be enough for you when it's your turn. This is where the conflict arises and jealousy breeds. Love is the most powerful tender. It can conquer all. There is no limit. It is forever flowing. It is when we are young that we conclude that this is not the case. We have to relearn and be taught this. Within divorces, parents can compete for the love of the child. As if the child were to show love, affection, favoritism to the other parent, one can presume that the love from the child is somehow lessened. But that is not the way love works. A child can love one parent and the other parent at the same time. The child doesn't hold a bag of candy where, if they give it all to one parent, there won't be any left for the other parent. This is a major teaching moment with different parenting styles within the home and within divorced parents who live separately. To understand this creates a tremendous peace for the individual. It lowers the fear, which is directly related to the control that manifests from the fear of not getting love. Understanding this concept also gives peace to the child so they don't feel the pressure of taking sides. This helps all parties relax. There is no need to fight because love is connected with the word and instead of or. There will always be enough love to go around.